I'm Robin. I'm actually working on Motus usually. We've just heard about OTP, and Motus is just another a trip planner and timetable information system, also open source. And Motus is actually the software behind Transitions that we have also heard about before today. Yeah, maybe we'll look at this a bit later, because today I'm talking about a private project of mine, which actually uses or leverages Motus and the Transitions API to do the heavy lifting, to use global data without having to integrate all of that global data. I'm using it to do some probabilistic magic, if you want, because I want to have probabilistic turn-by-turn directions for public transport. So what do I mean by that? If you go by car, if you use the GPS navigation system, then this navigation system will usually just tell you the next step that you will take, right? It will tell you, please turn right at the next exit, or please go straight on, or whatever. And you as the driver don't have to worry about the dozens of next steps down the road, down the line. And the algorithm behind the system might actually change your route while you're traveling, while you're driving. But with public transport, that's not how things usually work. With public transport, you have one upfront journey plan. You say, I want to go from A to B, and then you get one fixed journey plan, and people try to stick to this journey plan as long as they can, as long as they physically can, because then, of course, disruptions and delays come into play. But as long as they can, they will stick to this one single fixed journey plan. So why is that? Why don't we just do the same thing as when you're sitting in a car, just always telling you the best next step to take to get to your destination? Right. I mean, usually I would say, maybe we agree in this room, it's not a good idea to get inspired by cars. But in this case, maybe. I don't know. So yeah, I first want to motivate this a bit more. Why like this classical point of view of this single fixed journey, and also this optimization for the shortest travel time, and the least amount of transfers, the usual Pareto optimization that trip planners like Motus and OTP do, is not always leading to ideal results for a user in reality. So for that, I'm using these time-space diagrams to illustrate that. So we have on the x-axis, we have space, basically. So we have three stations in that case, A, B, and D, and the user wants to travel from A to D. And we have the time dimension or time axis, the y-axis, which progresses from top to bottom. And so a user who wants to arrive as early as possible at the destination D wants to arrive as high up as possible here on the right, right? And so in this example, a classical journey planner would actually propose the connection 3 to the user, because I'm assuming in this example that between connections 1 and 2 there is a transfer at station B, and this is a very tight transfer of maybe 4 minutes, let's say. And with these classical trip planners, you usually have some fixed amount of transfer time that you're assuming for a certain station, or maybe for a certain length of footpath. And so in that case, we would just exclude this obviously much shorter journey completely from the results. The user would never know about it. they would just know about this connection 3 that brings them directly to the destination. But what if we had this adaptive view, right? We could try to take, we could take connection 1 and actually try to make the transfer to connection 2 arrive much earlier at D. And if that goes wrong, then we can still have some more transfer time and transfer to connection 4 and arrive barely later than we would have arrived according to the optimal journey plan that we would have been given by a classical trip planner, right? So we can't basically go wrong, because in the worst case, we won't be much later, and in the best case, we will be much earlier at the destination. Some other examples, backup transfers, right? The reliability of transfers is the key thing to look at here, because a classical journey planner, in this case, we assume that here at this transfer at sea, we have enough time according to a classical journey planner, but it's still quite tight, right? So I might miss it. And if I miss this connection from 1 to 2, I will actually need to take connection 6 down here, and I will arrive much, much later than I wanted to. Instead, maybe I should have opted for connection 3, because then even if I miss this tight connection here, this tight transfer to connection 4, then I can then in this case I have a better backup connection to with connection 5. So even in the worst case, I arrive a bit earlier. And the opposite is also true for the primary transfer. If the primary actually planned transfer is more reliable, then I'm actually maybe ready to arrive just a teeny tiny bit later at the destination, even if with the